Now, let's review the recent happenings in the life of Mary Southern. First, Max made a series of startling promises. He promised Phyllis her operation, Daddy Stratford his hotel, and Dr. Benson the money for his clinic. Mary doesn't know he plans to sell his interest in Sanders to Gerald Proust so that he may make good these promises. Friday, as Max was leaving to meet Proust, a car skidded into a tree on their front lawn. In the car were Jeffrey Barton, head of a large Chicago corporation, and his general manager, Wade Shaw. Barton is looking for a likely town in which to build another factory. Unknown to all the principals, this presents a strange situation. The thing that could save Mary and Max would be a business boom in Sanders, and here in the person of Barton is that very thing. Unfortunately, neither side realizes this. It is about an hour after the accident. Shaw has already said goodbye to Mary, and he is in the driveway talking to Ruth. Barton is still on the Sanders porch.
Mr. Sanders, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate your hospitality.
Oh, I'm sure I did very little. I mean, it's all you read couldn't repair the car.
It wasn't his fault. A broken axle is a day's work.
Oh, heavens, what is that noise?
Sounds like another auto crash.
Oh, great. That's terrible.
I think so. By the way, do you know these motors, Mrs. Sanders?
Well, slightly. Jimmy, Susan, come up on the porch.
Gee, Mom. Rook says a car down there was trying to climb a tree. And we didn't see it. Yeah, we had to be over in Bud's yard.
You seem to be reenacting the event very nicely.
Yeah.
Mr. Barton, may I present the hosts of the Sanders household? Jimmy, shake hands with Mr. Barton. You too, Susan.
Hello. Who are you?
I'm the man who tried to climb that tree.
Holy smoke, that was dumb.
Jimmy.
He's perfectly right, Mr. Sanders.
Did you hurt yourself?
Just a few scratches.
Mom and Chick.
Well, your mother has them all bandaged up, see?
You're going to have to bandage two small noses if they don't stop being so inquisitive.
Are you, Mommy? Of course not. Silly, she just wanted to pipe down.
Jimmy, you mustn't talk that way.
The younger generation comes right to the point, Mrs. Sanders.
What do you mean, Mom? What are you laughing at?
Just a little joke, dear. Now, you and Susan say goodbye to Mr. Barton and run in for lunch.
Are you going away, Mr. Barton?
Well, I'm afraid I must, young lady. I have to get to Williamsport.
How can you go if your car's broke?
Luke's driving them over in his taxi, Jimmy.
You think we'll make it, Jimmy?
Oh, sure. Rob says his car don't look like much, but there's a lot of life in the old car.
Why
are you going to Williamsport
Service, buddy? Susan, that's all right. You see, Susan, I'm on the board of directors, and they thought it would be a good idea for me to drive down and look at the town for business reasons.
Say, are you a stuffed
shirt? Well, I don't know. What is a stuffed shirt?
Daddy Max says Muggs are on board of directors and stuff, sir.
Jimmy, that's enough.
I wouldn't doubt if he was right, Jimmy.
Daddy Max is always right. Yes, he is.
Max Sanders is a lucky man. I wish I had two such loyal supporters.
He has three.
Oh, I gather it. You didn't exactly dislike him.
Well, Mom's crazy about Daddy Max.
You're putting your mother on the spot, Jimmy.
Golly, like a G-Man.
Just like a G. Mrs. Sanders, these little types of yours are frightful.
Don't encourage them, or goodness knows what they'll say. Now tell Mr. Barton goodbye and scoop.
Well, so long, Mr. Barton.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye.
Bye, Jimmy.
I feel a
title,
Susan.
Oh, there's nothing like children to make a home.
To make a home exciting. They keep you on your toes every minute.
I suppose they do. But it's worth it.
Yes.
I want to thank you again for your kindness. It's seldom one finds the hospitality you've shown us.
Well, I think you'd find it the same any place in Sanders. We try to apply the golden rule here.
judging from experience, I'd say you do.
Oh, that must be Rube. You'll have to forgive Rube. He's not a regular chauffeur. He's liable to take it upon himself to tell you when to start and stop. Well,
it's high time somebody started me. I can't seem to break away from such pleasant company. Well, thanks again. And goodbye.
Goodbye, and the best of luck.
Frank, I'm a book salesman, children. Well, I'll bring you a doorbell. And say, bring you five books. Mm-hmm. Come in. Good morning, madam. Would you like to buy some books today?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, I sent one with a lot of writing on it. Haven't you any with pictures?
No, I guess not, Susan. They're just a lot of old papers.
Jimmy, what are you doing?
Applying book salesman, ma'am.
Your books don't have any pictures. They're just a lot of old papers.
I suppose you've been in Daddy Max's desk again.
No, Mommy, wait.
You just better skedaddle to your luncheon.
What you got, Mom? Hey, Mom, I said, what we got is. Mommy, Jimmy's talking.
Jimmy, where did you find these papers?
I'm not folded leather thing on the table.
But, darling, that doesn't belong to us. It belongs to Mr. Barton.
Yeah, good, and he must have forgot it. Hey, Mom, what's the matter? What's it say on that paper you're reading?
They do happen sometimes. Miracles do happen.
What are you talking about, Mommy? Does it say that on the paper?
Almost. Oh, darling, this may solve everything. Oh, phone the next room.
Why did Daddy Max go?
I don't... Yes, I do, too. He must be with Mr. Proust. Mr. Proust told me he expected him. I'm going to phone right away.
Can I get a look?
No, I'm calling, dear.
Daddy Max, Mommy, please.
Oh, I hope you haven't done anything impulsive. Hello. Hello, Miss Holly. Will you get me Sanders 135? Thank you.
Can I talk to Daddy Max? No, I'll
go. No, not this time, please. Mommy has something very important to tell Daddy Max. Dear, why doesn't someone...
Poor Mary. There she is on the other end of that line, trying desperately to reach Max. She's evidently discovered from the papers in Jeffrey Barton's briefcase that he's seeking a factory site. What a chance that would be for Max. New business in Sanders is exactly what he needs to regain his footing in the town.